On the 24th of October 2017, police effected the arrest of suspect Issa Abdul Mubarak, who was parading himself as a soldier from the 6BN here in Tamale. His conduct basically became very suspicious when police were trying to know more about his place of work. He was dressed in military outfit. He was fully dressed in military outfit as a sergeant. And through further interrogation from our investigators, we became a bit alarmed as to where actually he claimed he is working. And so even though he came as a complainant with a report that there was a theft of his motorbike some time ago, and then the very day in question, he came to seek police assistance to effect an arrest of a suspected thief, somebody who might have stolen his motorbike. And in the process of trying to help him effect the arrest of the so-called thief, we became convinced that no, what he claimed he was just a mere imposter. And so we asked him to go and come the following day, and in his absence we conducted due diligence into his background, where he claimed he came from. Police went to the 6BN and his outfits and did a bit background check into him, and we found that he was actually taking us on a wild goose chase. He was deceiving us. So the subsequent time that he came, police effected his arrest and then took him straight away to his house, where a search was conducted. And as you saw, during the time that things that were found on him were put on exhibition, we managed to retrieve a pair of military trousers, two military pullovers, two military vests, one military combat boots, a military cap, a pair of military gloves. Two were coming from the military outfit, but they belonged to his grandfather, who was once a soldier. And on the 16th of this very month, that is earlier than the date he was arrested, suspect actually went to Tamale District Police dressed, like I said, dressed in a military uniform. Okay. And we know the search at the 6BN also revealed that he was just an imposter. So that actually, just to let the public know that we exist to combat crime together with them. This case in particular is to also teach the public, those in the habit of wearing military uniform and security attires, they should desist from that. When they come into contact with those things, and indeed, if it belongs to your family, hand them over to where they are supposed to be handed over. You know, the attires are for the military. Take it to the military. Don't wear them and be using them for. To the extent that you are having live ammunition, we don't know where you got them from. And so we are going to prosecute him at court appropriately.